Listener Sally of Oak Island wrote, I love WHQR and we are frequent listeners, but I would like to make a suggestion about the news cycle. This morning I listened to another faith and values story, and I think they're very inappropriate. I understand that there will be news about churches or faith-based organizations and their actions as they impact the local community in an important way, but I find it disturbing that this segment is becoming weekly, sometimes multiple times a week, and is basically religious news. With such a limited amount of time for local news, I do not need to know what the church community is doing. Those are feature stories. They are not an integral part of the news cycle or of local life. It would be great to share with Jamila in an interview, but is not appropriate for the morning news. There are many more important things going on that can impact us as Cape Fear citizens instead of as various religious beliefs. I feel like this reporting separates us, and while I appreciate the reporter's ability to cover all known religious beliefs, it is just unnecessary. Please reconsider this segment because it is a waste of your news time and mine. Here's a message that requires a bit of explanation. A new commentator on the station, Whitney Ross Gray, wrote about her experiences on a gluten-free diet that inspired a couple of comments on the website. Colette Rogers wrote, You are an inspiration to all gluten addicts, especially ones who may have autoimmune diseases. Another listener wrote, Can you share your list of body care products to avoid? I had no idea it wasn't just food. Now here's the explanation I referred to earlier. As our on-air disclaimers indicate, our commentaries are intended to be the personal reflections and experiences of one individual. It's one thing for a commentator to say, Here's what happened to me, but it's quite a different thing to say, Here's what you should do. If that were the case, we would be claiming to provide medical information, which would be the role of journalism and not personal commentary. We'll check into how best to provide links to medical information on the website, but please remember that we cannot prescribe remedies or address individual medical conditions in our commentaries. Thanks for understanding. We recently posted on our website a profile written by Bob Workman of Willard Fields, who has returned locally hosted jazz to WHQR on Friday and Saturday nights. Visitor Hal had this to say, Nicely written, Bob. We Wilmington jazz lovers are certainly fortunate beneficiaries of Willard's expertise and enthusiasm. Another visitor on the story's website wrote, Since we now have an all-classical radio station, could we please have some more of Mr. Fields in the daylight hours, too? We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.